common bond. And so it was really, really fun. And being able to film was awesome. I mean, it was a dream come true for sure. Like, I'd never done anything like that before. I mean, I'm just recovering from cancer and from chemotherapy and from a transplant. And so to have something happen like that so shortly after my, you know, after what I've been through the last 2 years was truly a miracle in itself.
Well, you are absolutely amazing. I heard all about your journey. And are you okay now, or is everything okay now?
Yes, yeah, I am in remission, so I'm doing really good. I'm in remission. I'm almost 2 years into my transplant. I'm like a year and a half, but yeah, I've been doing good. After a transplant, I was diagnosed with graft versus host disease, which is something that happens sometimes after a transplant where it just stiffens your body, stiffens your mobility, you know, makes it harder for you to move. So that was another reason why I felt so, you know, humbled and just such a miracle to be a part of the show considered, because, you know, I've been struggling a lot with my mobility. And so to be able to have a chance to be able to, you know, work through that and be able to use my body like that was truly a gift. So yeah, but yeah, everything's good so far. So grateful.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're okay now.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And what initially made you decide to do the show? And then what made you decide to go into dance?
So when they casted me for it, I just decided, what the heck? Like, why not go for it? Why not do something that is, you know, different? And especially, like I said, after such a crazy, I mean, my cancer journey was not easy, like many cancer journeys. I ended up getting COVID twice. I had toxicity. I ended up needing a transplant. So there was a lot of things that happened. I lost my mom as well. And so there was a lot of things that happened that, you know, led me to this point of doing the show, because I wanted to bring something positive. I wanted to show others that you can go through hard things. You can go through, you know, hard circumstances in life, and you can rise above, and you can still be able to, you know, find the joy and go for things that bring joy into your life. And dance has always been a huge part of my life. I started dancing when I was 10, and I now dance for a cause. I've been able to dance for families in need over the last 15 years, raising money and dancing and dedicating my dance talent to those that are going through cancer and going through other life calamities. And so to be able to bring that to a bigger stage, like, you know, dancing with myself, was just such a gift and such an honor. And to be able to show others that you can get through hard things, you can, you know, fight through those hard things, and then you can do awesome, amazing, fun things in the joy and in the mix of it all, you know?
That is absolutely amazing. And now, what's next for you?
What's next? Oh my gosh, I don't know. I hope some awesome, big, fun things. I would love to, I mean, we put this out in the universe before. I would love to, you know, go and be a part of more opportunities like dancing with myself. I mean, maybe dancing with the stars. I'm just kidding. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm doing a fun talk show on my YouTube channel. I am, you know, I'm a part of an amazing community. But I am excited to see what comes next, you know, anything. I'm honestly, after what I've been through, I'm a yes type of a person. I would love to explore all different avenues of life.
That's incredible. What do your kids feel about you being on the show?
What's that?
I said, how do your kids feel about you being on the show, seeing mommy on TV dancing?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. They were, my kids were just glued to the TV the whole time. And it was so cute. My son was like, oh, Mom, I'm really so proud of you. That was awesome. Like, they were just so proud of me. I mean, they have been there throughout my whole, you know, cancer journey and have seen me in my lowest of my lows. So I think for my kids to see me rise above and to be able to get through hard things and to conquer big things like that, like, just shows them that they can do it too. And that's what I hope to bring to, you know, kids and people all over, is to show that you can go through hard things and still rise above and still fulfill your dreams and still, you know, go after the things that make you happy in life. And that's what life's all about, you know?
That thought be with tell me a fun fact about yourself.
What? Sorry, what's that? You were cutting out again.
I was going to say, tell me a fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact about myself. A fun fact about myself is I had the chance to dance for Beyonce in 2003 at the Billboard Music Awards. So that was really fun. That's a fun fact. And also, I'm an egg donor. I donated my eggs to my friend, and she has two little girls that look like me now. So she was blessed to be able to be a mom, and she has two little girls that look just like me. And her husband are blonde and blue-eyed, and she has little girls that are dark skin, dark hair. So it's pretty awesome.
That's beautiful. That is such a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
To be watching these days.
What's that? Sorry, you're cutting out again.
Oh, that's what you're watching on TV these days.
Well, what am I watching on TV these days?
Yeah.
I am watching So You Think You Can Dance, of course. And I'm watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I love the Kardashians. I think they're awesome. I love their story. I love the realness of their lives. And, of course, Dancing with Myself.
Of course. I mean, you know, you're just on. So.
Yes, of course, of course.
Hello?
What's that?
It's actually your guilty pleasure TV show or movie is.
My guilty pleasure movie or TV show. I would have to say movie. Oh my gosh, that's hard. I do have five kids, so I watch a lot of kid shows. I watch a lot of kid movies and kid shows. I would have to say my guilty pleasure movie. I honestly don't know. I can't answer that one. I don't have anything right now.
Nice. And where can we follow you on social media so we can continue to follow your amazing career?
Yes, people can follow me on Instagram at the Tia B. Stokes. So the Tia B. Stokes, and also on TikTok as at the Tia B. Stokes as well. So my name is the Tia B. Stokes on Instagram and TikTok, and then my YouTube channel as well is Tia B. Stokes as well. So yeah, I would love anybody to follow along the journey. See what comes next. Hopefully big things are coming next, and we'll just keep living life, you know?
Wonderful. Well, it was a pleasure to speak to you. Good luck, and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the interview. Thank you for your time.
No problem. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Thanks, Tia. Thank you.